This is episode 2075 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I want to congratulate you for being here. There are so many things you could be doing right now, and here you are, showing up for yourself in a way to allow yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity. In today's episode, you complete a series we've been exploring all week long where the theme has been your heart-mind connection, how your heart and your mind are interconnected. And when you calm your mind, you can calm your heart, and vice versa. When you calm your heart, you're able to calm your mind to think more clearly. And that is something we could all use these days of distraction, especially as we navigate a new normal through the pandemic we are experiencing. There's so many distractions and so many things are changing constantly. So adaptation is a way of life these days. In today's episode, I want to guide you to put together all the different techniques you've explored this week by focusing on your heart and your mind together, consciously bringing your awareness to these two vital areas of your body that help you manage stress in your life. And before you are guided in this mini meditation that you can take deeper with your own meditation or do simply throughout your day, or as always, I share every day, just as I do here on the podcast, 30-minute guided meditations on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try it for 2 weeks, free access to the full app. So as you begin to relax your mind and body, I want you to put some closure on this week, whether you are just joining us right here today in this series as your first time, or you've been listening and exploring this series throughout the week. I invite you now to reflect over your week and think about the times this week when you felt happy about what you're doing for yourself as you meditate, as you begin to reduce stress, as you apply these daily meditation techniques. Think about the things you did this week that made you calmer, where you could focus more, you felt a little more joy and peace. Just reflect back over some of the main events that pop into your mind when you think of this past week. I'm sure there are many times you could think about where you felt more peace, especially if you've been really focusing on a meditation or slow down ritual. So as you think of a few, I want you now to take this moment to reward yourself. Embrace your success. What you are doing for yourself is so important. So give yourself a lot of credit for all you're doing for yourself. It's all too common to be so busy or distracted that you don't allow yourself these moments to celebrate your big wins or your small victories. So do this every day if you get the chance at the end of your day. I invite you to do that, to reflect on your day and honor your victories. Now, as you reflect over your week, you may notice times that were difficult. You might notice times when you wish you would have acted differently or responded to someone or to some stress in your life in a different way. And this is important to notice because this is what will help you to become a better person by acknowledging where you need a little extra support. No shame, no judgment. It's all good. It's all awareness, especially when you allow yourself to become aware of where you might need to improve, how you respond to people and events in your life. So reflect on that at this moment. Now, congratulate yourself for honoring all of your life experiences. This is a journey. It's not as though we have all the answers all at once. We learn, we grow, our lives change, we explore. We are on a never-ending journey to become the best we can be. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate or experience some stillness today, begin to notice your body relax as you sit up straight with a straight spine. Your eyes are closed and they're gently elevated at the point between your eyebrows or your spiritual eye. It's often referred to in yoga and meditation. Slightly elevate your eyes upward. This uplifts your thoughts. And begin to notice your thoughts. And then begin to notice how your heart responds to your thoughts. Do you notice your heart constrict, or do you feel it become more expansive and open? Think about the best thing that happened to you this week. Bring this thought to your mind and then notice how your heart feels. Embrace this feeling, hang on to it. This is your reward. Now reflect on something that was challenging and bring that to mind and notice how your heart feels. It might ache, it might throb, it might feel as though your energy just suddenly dropped. Just become aware of your heart and mind connection. Now, for all you've done this week and for all you are, I invite you now to allow yourself simply to be. Bring to mind a peaceful thought, or visually place yourself in a peaceful location and allow yourself to open your heart to an experience of peace. I have so enjoyed sharing this week's Mind Heart series with you. You are so worth slowing down for.